We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Maybe Chicken Little will eventually be right in economic terms. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Index of Leading Economic Indicators is supposed to hint where the economy is headed. That's the leading bit. The data came in yesterday, and according to the business research group that publishes this, the Conference Board, these are pointing more toward recession. Now, the thing is, the index has been falling for 19 months, yet where's the recession? As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, a lot of economists who've been warning of the big R have been updating their forecasts lately.
Earlier this year, the Conference Board was predicting that we'd be in a recession right now.
It seems like the time frame has been shifting.
Justyna Jabinska-LaMonica at the Conference Board says we're not in a recession because consumer spending stayed way stronger than expected. She says that could change, especially now that student loan payments have resumed. She's still forecasting a recession early next year. But if it happens, it'll probably be short.
Because we don't see a dramatic decline in manufacturing and housing.
Plus, inflation is coming down, and the labor market is still pretty tight. Matthew Martin, U.S. economist at Oxford Economics, says he is no longer forecasting a recession as of this month.
While we still see unemployment increasing and labor conditions begin to soften, we think the most likely chance is a soft landing now.
Martin says if the economic data keeps surprising him, he'll have no problem updating his forecasts again. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Checking the market screens here, I see the benchmark 10-year interest rate at 4.42% this morning, the lowest since September. That is a big bet by market players that the fight against inflation is over. Larry Adam is chief investment officer at Raymond James. Is the fight against inflation over?
I think there's a couple of things taking interest rates lower. First of all, inflation continues to cool in services and, more importantly, in goods. And I think you're going to see that through the holiday shopping season. We see growth slowing. And in fact, we think you're going to see a mild recession next year. And that tends to drive interest rates lower. I think the Fed has ultimately done this tightening cycle. And historically, that leads interest rates lower as well.
Something feeding the inflationary vibe of the last couple of years has been consumer spending. Your outfit asks consumers if they're going to be spending more or less this holiday season. What'd you find this time around?
This particular quarter, we asked, are you going to spend more over the next 6 months? And only 5% of respondents actually said they're going to spend more. 33% said they're going to spend less. So 6 to 7 times more people that are going to spend less in this upcoming holiday shopping season. I think that's going to hamper overall economic growth going forward.
Larry Adam at Raymond James, Chief Investment Officer there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
The holiday travel season has begun, and here's something else to place on your radar. The remote possibility that strikes might affect two airlines, perhaps by the tail end of the holiday travel season. Marketplace's Nova Safo has this on his radar.
Under federal law, airline employees have to go through additional steps before striking. The union representing American Airlines flight attendants just took one of the last steps in the process, petitioning officials for a declaration of an impasse. Leaders at the Association of Professional Flight Attendants say they're frustrated by contract talks that have dragged on for years. An impasse declaration would trigger a 30-day cooling-off period, after which a strike is possible. Depending on when federal officials act on the flight attendant's request, a strike could come as early as right after Christmas. Meanwhile, the union representing Southwest pilots might also ask for permission to strike if there's no deal with the airline by the end of this month, although it's asked before and been denied. In a statement, American says there's no possibility of a strike during the holidays, and both airlines say negotiations are progressing. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
An estimated 3,000 trucks, mostly of Ukrainian registry, are stuck at Poland's border because of a protest by Polish truck drivers who've set up roadblocks. It's about Ukrainian truck companies' access to the EU when it comes 2 months after a serious fallout between Kyiv and Warsaw, that time over grain imports. Ukraine's President Zelensky recently acknowledged that his country's allies were tiring of the war, a shift in mood he calls scary. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford is at that border.
Stanislav climbs up into the cab of his truck and shows me where he's been living for over a week now. Stuck on the road home to Ukraine. He's one of hundreds of Ukrainian lorry drivers trapped by a dispute with Polish truckers who are blockading the border. It is another sign of tension with a key ally that worries Kyiv. In fact, it's called this Polish protest a stab in the back. Stanislav radios up the queue for news, but he's told they're moving nowhere. The line of lorries now stretches for 20 kilometers. And Stanislav tells me his supplies, his cash, and his patience are running out.
People's nerves in this queue are really fraying. We can't take much more. Is this how Poland helps us? What can I say? Thank you, Polish people, for this help.
We drove all the way up the queue to the roadblock and the Polish truckers, who are just as frustrated and just as forthright. Paweł Azygała tells me ever since Ukrainian truckers were allowed into the EU with no limits, Polish firms have been losing out. The measure was meant to help Ukraine during the war. But Paweł says his business has lost tens of thousands of euros.
We're constantly supporting Ukraine, but we need to support our own families too. It's a matter of to be or not to be for our companies now.
The protesters are letting food through. This truck is full of bananas, and military aid to Ukraine is waved through too. But otherwise, they've choked the traffic flow to a couple of trucks an hour in each direction. It is a dramatically different place to when hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians crossed here as refugees, welcomed by Poland, which saw Russia's invasion as a direct threat to them too. Just across the fields from the truck protest, the village shopkeeper told me how people had taken Ukrainians into their homes then, collecting clothes for them and food. And she thinks that solidarity is still strong. But I found other villagers lukewarm now at best about their neighbour. Jolanta told me she'd had enough of helping Ukrainians. And Sofia agreed. She blames tough times here in Poland itself for that. That's hard to hear for men from a country at war that can't afford to get tired of defending itself. Right now, though, the Ukrainian drivers tell me they just want to get home. The talks on ending this protest, though, are going nowhere, just like their long line of trucks. In Poland, I'm the BBC's Sarah Rainsford for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, Well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.